Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 263. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, Nate and Sean?
Having an awesome night.
Going good.
Yeah, we are having a good night. Got the three of us back together. After a little,
you can feel the power, the rise, the shift, and the... you're like, no. It's...
I mean, I don't know.
Power to the people.
I did hear something when I'm in. They're absent. I might have heard something to the effect of, "We don't need Sean. we need Nate, but we don't need Sean."
Well, I mean, I'm just stating, kind of like, technically. Nate is the one I need, and no, I missed
it. I still have the record. I'm on every episode.
You are, well, you have been with every episode, but you have not on every episode.
True, until the first couple, yeah.
Episode three, yeah. But yes, you have been a part of every episode.
You were there in spirit.
I've been there.
Yeah.
My attendance was here.
Yes, you're right. That's why you got the bonus zeros, okay? Jeez.
Yeah.
You're still waiting on those, aren't you?
You'll be waiting a long time.
Hasn't cleared.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, we are here, and we are all three together again, so that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hump day. Hump day is always good because it's, you know, middle of the week, but then it's always podcast night.
That's right. Yeah. Which is worth it,
most
right?
of the time. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. And hopefully you're on the downslide. Unless you're me and I have to work Saturday. But
You work Saturday again?
I know you did. That's
your new thing?
That's our schedule, 6-10s.
Oh,
but I think I'm only going to work. That's the contract. So as long as I'm out there, I guess it's on the board.
Oh,
shoes. Terrible.
Except for this Saturday. I'll probably just only work till noon because we're having a Dane's birthday celebration.
What time would you go in?
Six.
So that's still a long day. I mean, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Job calls for it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, it sucks, but you're like, if you're not working, then you're like, crap, I wish I had a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're working, it sucks.
we call it a feast or famine.
It's kind of like, it sucks either way. It sucks to be unemployed, and it sucks to be working.
You make all this money, but you have no time to spend it.
Yeah,
and then when you have time to spend it, you don't have the money.
Yeah,
it is weird. I know,
and it just beats you down.
It's hard to shut off during vacations too, but it's doable. But it is. Or you feel guilty, and you're so used to being productive. And I know it is crazy, but yeah, we need to enjoy it more. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
I know they said that. People said, like, preachers and people in ministry are like, we're gonna have jobs up in heaven, but they're gonna be jobs that you're gonna enjoy. Like, you're not gonna hate to work. And I'm like, thank goodness, because
you think they have podcasting in heaven?
I hope.
Oh man, we're totally doing it.
Can I be the official cake tester?
Do what?
He wants to be a cake tester.
Cake tester?
Oh, the cake in heaven must be amazing.
It's like manna.
Get your manna.
So, yeah. So. Our senior minister, Steve White, who retired 3 years ago, one of his messages, I don't know how he got on the subject, but he said he believes that there will be food in heaven. Mm-hmm. Not that we need it, because we won't need food because we'll be eternal, but it's just because it's something to enjoy. He thinks there, and so I'm like instantly thinking, man, Long John Silver's. LJS in heaven, baby. What do you think?
I think a Slimer is, how the food he's eating is just dropping through him.
Yeah. You think that's what we're going to... You think we're going to be like that?
Well, then I don't think... Somebody's got to go through and get, pick up the...
No, but he said...
Ethereal.
He goes, I think there will be food, because not that we need it.
My grandfather used to say that.
But it's just because it's something good.
My grandfather used to say that he believed that there was food in heaven. Yeah. Because
it's kind of like dogs in heaven,
But, why not?
Yeah. So, and then I was like, oh, LJS. But yeah, that's a good question though, Sean. Will there be will we be doing podcasting?
I hope so. At least we got to have our corner, you know.
We have the insight now.
I'll go. 8,000 likes. Jesus gave us 8,000.
It's a miracle. It's truly.
It probably takes that long too. It'll be that long. Good grief. All right.
Remember the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Oh, man. Moving on. Sean, what are we talking about for this
minute? This is mine, and I'll take the apologies now. It's Athol Hampton, and if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Athol Hampton.
Had you guys ever heard of this place?
No.
I hadn't either.
Let me just tell you right now.
Good.
99.9% of your topics.
You're like, I have no
idea. I have not. Well, yeah, that's pretty much
so
it.
I just see dead monkey in what I'm scanning. And
so that's how this came.
I'm in it.
This came up on a TikTok.
Oh,
and okay. I told you I'm not on TikTok very often. And I don't know. I'm kind of trying to tiptoe around this a little bit. I'll read the foundation here in a second. But I'll kind of get to how this came across. And I was like, nah, this is totally made up. But in researching, no, it's not made up. It goes along with our Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh,
this is what I was like, oh man, we might top this tonight with this one, but we'll start slow. Athol Hampton Hall, located in Dorset, England, is widely considered one of the most haunted houses in the UK, with reported paranormal activity dating back to the 1850s. The estate is owned by the Cook family, who have lived there since 1957 and continue to report strange phenomena, including an obsessive or oppressive atmospheric and sensation of being touched. The most famous involves the Martin ape. So the Martin family is what they had in the 16th century, and part of their logo or their crest or whatever, their family shield has an ape on it.
Dead so monkey.
That family historically, it's dead now. They had apes or gorillas or monkeys or whatever as pets. I find that to be a little strange.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. I have to read this because it's hilarious.
Go ahead.
This could be what I'm trying to step around.
No.
You don't think so?
This little synopsis of how you say it?
Athol Hampton.
Athol Hampton. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Athol Hampton Hall, often referred to as Athol Hampton Hall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for the redundancy.
Well, they also call Athol Hampton House.
Okay.
So I thought that's what you're going to say.
A little bit of redundancy.
Maybe that's what they meant, but they hall and hall. So
yeah, because if you
look confused, it's
it goes Athol both. Hampton it goes hall. By hall or house. but that's funny that they word it that way. Yeah, I think somebody messed up.
Yeah,
they didn't have.
That's why
editor.
I wanted to read it.
Yeah, that is good.
Funny.
Yeah.
Also, like, am I missing something here?
My name's Todd, but I go by Todd. That's funny. This place is interesting.
It is very
cool too.
Got a lot.
What happened? This says the most famous legend involves the ape and a pet monkey owned by the Martin family in the 16th century. According to local lore, the ape was accidentally locked in a secret chamber behind the Great Hall when its owner, a Martin Donner, committed suicide after a failed love affair. The monkey subsequently starved to death.
Oh.
Visitors and staff frequently report hearing scratching and clawing sounds from the panels of the secret staircase as if the spirit is trying to escape its eternal prison.
Hmm.
So sometimes it's playful, sometimes it's aggressive. But in this clip that I saw, and we have never had this in our entire podcast, reports of this. We always say, oh, we've never heard that. But when they showed pictures of this place, it said, this is what I was like, BS, there's no way this is real. And then looking into it, but they said that people encounter this monkey masturbating. And so it's pleasuring itself. And I'm like, a haunted paranormal monkey that's doing that. And I'm like,
you did not just say that.
I did. I know. I was like, I'm just going to say it. So, but that's how it was. And I'm like, I got to look at this place. I've got to like say, nah, but that is what the stories, and you watch videos on this, they talk about it. I'm like, we heard of gray ladies. We've heard of ladies in white.
Let's just say it once.
No, don't say it again because
we're trying to keep it family friendly.
Exactly.
And there could be an 8-year-old kid listening.
This is right. What's that? Yeah.
So let's be careful.
It's chewing. It's called mastication. So the monkey's eating in front of you. No.
Nate, cut his mic.
So please do. But that's how it got my attention. And then when I looked into it, I'm like, this is actually a really good place. Maybe we won't talk about it, but you know, I probably will. So.
You mentioned gray lady. There is a gray lady here too.
Of course there is. Right?
A ghostly lady is often seen, again, often in the great chamber. Who is she? It is unknown. But we consider her to be a later ghost, as she is seen in the passages and corridors of the house that were built after 1650. Mm. Yeah, that was just yesterday. Yeah. She is seen on occasion passing through walls on the upper floor. She does not interact with the viewer in any way and appears to be friendly. The wife of James Long, Esq, I don't know, died in her bed from fright after tackling debt collectors.
What?
Yeah, could this be the gray lady?
Didn't hear that.
That doesn't even make sense. Am I missing? Like, I don't understand. Why does that have
the wife?
Read that again.
James died in her bed from fright after tackling debt collectors.
What? Well, that's
I don't understand.
It's different. Give us your money. No, I must tackle you. And then, now I'm frightened. Now
I don't know.
I'm going to die now.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what.
There's got to be something like that.
When our listeners listen to this, will they understand what that means?
I don't think we do.
Like, am I missing something? I don't know. I mean, I think I'm kind of, I'm not an idiot, but like, okay. I got one. The ghost of a hooded priest.
Ooh.
A figure in a dark hooded cloak. I always like saying cloak. Mm-hmm. Is often seen walking down the drive and through the great hall. It is likely that the Martin family would have worshipped in private. There is no interaction from this ghost, and he is usually just caught out of the corner of the eye. Could this be their Catholic priest?
Death.
They had, you know how we talked about those priest holds before?
Yeah,
or, you know,
we did. Not too long ago.
This place has those, too.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
One of the coolest things I saw, and I saw it on a video, is there were phantom duelists, and there was, they had.
I saw that.
They had
read that,
guests one day, or some kind of a party that was going on, and one of the, I think it was an owner, she was in this room, and these guys were fighting, and they were dueling, sword fighting, and bleeding, and poking each other, and doing the whole thing. And she's like, guys, what are you doing? You
actually can't
do this. And they're actually fighting, and she's like, you got to get out of here. And so then they like shuffle off, and she's trying to find out, like, what are they doing? You know, this must be some kind of
like shuffling off.
Yeah, exactly, right? But she thought it was real, because she said it looked like two guys dressed up, and she thought it was some kind of a show or something they were doing. And so she asked around. She's like, now, who's doing the sword fighting? And, like, that was amazing. Like, no, and they're like, look like they're actually bleeding, and they're like, nobody's doing that. So it's ghosts like that are still fighting. Isn't that wild, though? So I think that's hilarious on the surface, but yeah.
Who's dying this time? Yeah.
All right, I'll do it this time. You did it last time, Joe. All right, Frank.
I'll fight you left-handed.
That is funny.
The man with six fingers.
Exactly right. Princess Bride stuff, yeah.
This place is old.
Yeah.
Definitely goes a ways back, right?
There's a poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The old North Wing was pulled down in the 1800s. Was rebuilt in 1920, where this new wing joins the older Elizabethan building. There is a room where there was significant activity in the late 1990s.
Oh.
Doors would slam, doors would lock, lights would switch themselves off, drawers would drop out of chests. Beds would be stripped of their covers while occupied, and a door would only unlock when the spirit was asked nicely.
Oh, well, I mean,
pretty please, cherry on top.
Yeah, right. Have some manners, right?
Children would often have a bad feeling in these rooms. Professional assistance was used to allow this mischievous spirit to move on, and there has not been a recurrence since.
Hmm.
Hmm. So they got rid of the poltergeist.
Well, that's good. That's always a good end to the story, right?
No, I don't know. I want to
Oh, you
want to
keep the poltergeist?
Yeah, I want to keep the poltergeist. Oh,
okay. I have a little bit more detail of how that the spectral ape and the girl who committed suicide. not the inappropriate part.
Okay.
But the most, I'll let you, that just festers in your mind forever.
Detail's scary.
Anyway, but the most famous.
My fingers and on unusual, the volume.
Please.
It says one of the most unusual phantoms is a spectral ape. In life, this creature was the adored pet of one of the daughters of the house. However, the girl was one day jilted by a feckless lover, whatever feckless is. And heartbroken, she decided feckless is what it says.
Well, look that up.
Look it up.
Well, I know that she was in love with someone out of the Catholic religion.
Yeah, so I don't know that I've ever heard feckless before, but brokenhearted, she decided to take her own life, making her way to a secret chamber above the great hall where she knew she could do the deed uninterrupted. The girl prepared to end it all. Unfortunately, she failed to notice that her devoted pet ape had followed her through the hidden doorway, and she had closed the door of the secret chamber. The poor creature became trapped on the stairway, where it slowly starved to death. Now, when the shadows of night fall, the house settles after the activity of the daylight hours. The ghostly ape can be heard scratching upon the paneling.
That's terrible.
Despite or desperate for someone to release its spirit from its eternal prison.
That is so sad. That's terrible.
It really is.
No, really, I'm serious. Okay, feckless. Feckless is an adjective that means ineffective, incompetent, or irresponsible. Mm. It describes someone who lacks drive, character, or the ability to manage things properly. You can use it to describe a person who is lazy and apathetic, or an action that is futile and poorly executed.
Oh.
That is feckless.
There you go.
I know a lot of people that are feckless.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to start using that word.
You just read a description of myself.
Well, you're not. Well, yeah, but you have character, and you have drive, and you don't manage things properly, Nate. You're not lazy and apathetic. I mean... I guess we all can be.
He can be.
There's another spirit they call the soldier.
Oh, that's a... Okay.
Reported several times in the gardens is the fleeting sighting of a soldier. Reports differ on the uniform, but likely one of the world wars. Troops were billeted at Athelhampton in the run-up to D-Day. Could this be the explanation?
I've got...
But why would he be there?
Well...
D-Day didn't happen there.
No.
Unless he got killed on D-Day, but he enjoyed his time there?
It's kind of like when we talk about... some of the like Al Capone, like he's
kind of covered everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's in Pennsylvania, he's in Miami, he's in Chicago,
at once.
I'm kind of on the same page as you, Nate, or the same site. I'm going to skip to the bride. Often seen around the gardens, the bride is described as being dressed in an out of fashion dress. One visitor asked the reception staff if there was a wedding. And the other commented on seeing the bride and that they did not go further as they assumed she would be disturbing a photo shoot in the gardens. On that day, there was no wedding, no photo shoot, and certainly no bride. I mean, that'd be at least a pleasant apparition.
I've got a better rendition of that sword fight. It was a little different than what I heard. One report that stands out at this location is the pair of duelists in the great chamber. One day, a woman was trying to relax and read a book in the great hall when two unknown men burst into the chamber in the middle of a sword fight. The woman continually pulled on the bell rope for the servants, but nobody arrived. She turned to her side and continued reading while the fighting continued until one of the men...
Maybe if I ignore them, they'll go away.
Don't mind us, madam. We're just sword fighting.
I think that's hilarious.
I think it's great.
Perry! I shall kill thee. While the fighting continued until one of the men were cut on the left arm or on the arm and left the room. Oh. Later that day, the woman reported the incident to the owner, and he replied, puzzled at the whole thing. He stated, "I can't understand who the men were that you have seen, as all the guests of the hotel were at tea, so you would have So you would have seen them. Still, the two men have never been identified, although the house is believed to have been connected to the Royalists during their civil war over there. So
that's funny.
Having tea, yeah. Were they? So what, does she mistaken the swords for butter knives?
No, maybe.
I just have a whole image in my mind. I'm just watching these two specters.
Something from Monty Python.
Yes, exactly. That's
just banging two coconuts together.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm like, just two goofball ghosts. I don't know.
We got to go and witness this.
This is a place
that would be awesome.
We get over there. We totally got to go there.
Oh, on guard. Did we talk about the Cooper?
I did not.
William Martin.
Your mother has a face of a cow.
Smell the elderberries, right?
Oh my gosh, this is great. Yeah, you know what, of all the places we've said we gotta go,
it's a fun one, isn't it? And that's all because I just,
and we gotta help the ape move on,
stumbled
that,
over
that, that upsets
it's,
me. That,
it's very upsetting.
That upsets me. Okay. The Cooper. William Martin was the collector of wine duty in Poole, and we know that some wine was stored at the Athelhampton. The wine cellar door was widened to accommodate barrels, and it is from this room that tap, 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 metal on metal can be heard. Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay. The Cooper. Short little creepy story there.
Heck yeah.
What else we got on the Athelhampton Hall or house, as it's called? Excuse me. Oh.
A couple of swordsmen.
Oh, that's the duelist. You want to read that one again? No. The duelist.
It I'm says, just having a lot of fun with that one.
You know, we always hear it's great. Like the most haunted place in the United or UK. It says it's one of the top 10 most haunted in England, which is pretty good for England because there's a lot of haunted places there in jolly old England.
All right. They, I was going to say, this place does have a lot of, activity. Interesting activity.
I would say.
I don't think we've talked about
several of these things.
Haunted ape.
You're talking about a
swordsman.
Top 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, this article says, the house has gained the reputation for being England's second most haunted house.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm not reading that.
I know, I'm not reading that one either, but yeah. It goes into it.
Hmm. Yeah, this is kind of a funny place, I guess. I mean, I don't know. What else we got? Anything before we wrap it up?
Nothing appropriate. they call a chortling chimp. I'm not sure what chortling means, but I don't want to know.
This real quick. This says that the 15th century estate has proved extremely popular with TV and film crews over the years. It was exclusively used for all exterior shots in the 1972 thriller Sleuth, starring Michael Caine and Laurence Olivier. Don't you like it, Laurence Olivier?
Oh, I love him, yeah.
The pair were given the servants' quarters in the north wing as dressing rooms. Athelhampton House was also used as a location for Elizabeth, a drama documentary about the life and reign of the monarch shot for Channel 4 in 2000. And in 2003, in an episode of ghost hunting show Most Haunted was filmed at the stately home. Repeatedly one of the spookiest spots in the country. Then it said more recently, in October of 2008, Downton Abbey creator and Dorchester resident Lord Julian Fellowes shot much of his film from time to time at Athelhampton. This cast included Dame Maggie Smith, Timothy Spall, Dominic West, and Hugh Bonneville. It was filmed at Athelhampton as well as nearby Puddletown at the Village St. Mary's Church. It's been in a lot of TV shows or films.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I have to say, they called it a chortling chimp, and he swings from the rafters and does inappropriate things. And I wanted to see what chortle is, something we need to know. It is a snorting, joyful laugh or chuckle, which we do often are in this. So a chortle. I've never heard of a chortle. I'm going to start using that one
too. So we've learned what feckless means?
Feckless and chortle.
And chortle.
A snorting, joyful laugh or chuckle. So a chuckling chimp. Huh. I'd probably be chuckling too. That's hilarious, though. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, I don't know about this one.
I know, right? Well, maybe you don't want to go. Let's cancel that. Cancel our reservation.
Oh my gosh.
But we are. We're teaching you things, right? We're fun with words. Chortle.
Well, I'm out. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I think
we need to probably be
I'm tapping out on that plant.
Unless we want to turn this into a full.
I think we ought to quit while we're behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nate, help us out, brother.
whoa.
Carefully. Cautiously.
Make sure you know where your monkey's at all times.
That's perfect. Perfect.
That's a wrap.
I could have gone so many ways, and that was perfect.
It was like time stopped. and then as
did
you
it become
spoke,
a vacuum in here?
Like I was like, like, yeah.
Now and we then, can chortle.
And then you started speaking, and I was like, no, I wanted to go. What's
he gonna say? We're gonna have to erase this whole episode, start over again.
I was like,
pick something else.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank you, mate. Oh my gosh. I don't know about this one. Yeah, this is
might
one.
Be my favorite. No, second favorite.
This was fun. This was good. Well, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 263 and our discussion on Athelhampton Hall. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.